Hi, and welcome to the 37th episode of the Language Marines podcast. My name is Jonathan, and today I'm going to be talking about a little bit of overcommitment and how does that apply to language studying. So overcommitment and biting off more than you can chew, or assigning yourself overambitious goals, is probably just going to lead to you getting burnt out very quickly if you don't organize the activities in such a way that you can do a little bit that is manageable each day and during the time frame that you have for your midterm goals or short-term goals. And if you say, I'm going to accomplish way too many things in such a short amount of time, you're not going to have enough time to do everything properly and to the best quality that you could work on it. And you are probably going to give up very easily if it's not possible to maintain a very difficult rhythm or just the amount of work that is necessary to put in for your language learning. So it's best to give yourself very minimal goals and to put in a little bit of work each day, just enough to keep you motivated to say, and satisfied to say, okay, I did what I was going to do and the rest of the day is a bonus. But if you spend the day thinking, okay, I haven't done what I had to do yet, I'm running out of time, I'm running out of hours, and then I'm busy, and it's very likely that you're going to end up at the end of the day very tired and not able to accomplish anything. And when one day becomes a reason to stop, and or you're not able to accomplish that goal, it's very easy that the next day you might get tired and say, well, I broke a streak. I'm not doing what I said I was going to do one day. Well, what's the difference if 2 days in a row I don't accomplish that goal or I don't put in the work? And then very quickly you just give up. And so to make sure that giving up is not an option, it's really important to just stick with little things and do baby steps. Think about one thing today that will get you to where you want to be tomorrow and just focus on that element. If you run around trying to do everything, you end up doing nothing. And if you end up doing nothing, it's very easy to give up and abandon your goals and then get frustrated and maybe depressed and realize, okay, language learning is not for me, or this could apply to anything in life. If you let a couple of days go by where you don't put in the work, you just give up. To make sure you don't give up, yeah, make sure you do a little bit that you can manage and focus on the quality of what you're doing each day, and that if you realize that you are overcommitting and that you're taking on too many projects or too much work, it's really important to cut back, because you're not really helping if this is, for example, at work or doing new projects. You're only hurting yourself if you end up getting tired and exhausted. There's nothing to prove necessarily to anybody. So just focus on a little bit, do a little bit well, and if there's time to work on extra stuff, then that's kind of a bonus. But anytime you say, I'm going to do X, Y, and Z, and you only have time for X, it's just going to be a source of frustration if you don't do all of those things. So keep that in mind when you are setting up your language goals and your organization per day. And if you're looking for motivation to stay focused and not give up, it's a lot easier to manage that when you just commit to a little bit and not too much. So basically, less is more. If you are interested in taking an English lesson with me or hearing more about my language Mandarins, you can visit my website at HugginsInternational.com. That's HUGGINS International.com. Or you can send me an email at HugginsInternational@gmail.com. Thank you very much for listening to this short podcast, and I'm looking forward to the next one. Take care.